The Gemara brings down Amar Ula, if you have a lad of Aminim. Machlekes to Yehuda Rabbanim. Yehuda says that when Shiva's Adif, Hacham Seim Baracha Ezer and Shia says, Amar Ula Machlekes for Sam Shavis. Machlekes is when the Barachas are the same. Then we say there's a Maila of Koinzeis to Buchim Tavaya by Pi'etz, and when a Pater, one of them, then there's a Maila of making one over the other one. There's no mile one of the other one, very cryptic words. Do this and then you do that. Doesn't say what's this and what's that. It doesn't really give us much information. But that's some svar. So what's the svar? Right? There's the uloho is that only when you have the same bracha, so there's a mile in the bracha to make a bracha on the more chashuva meichel. You're making a bigger sananin, so the one which has more of a chashivas to it. It's covered a bracha, the last one which was called Samachas was Samachas Aleph. It's a nusach of Hidr Mitzvah. This is the last one of a Hidr Mitzvah, covered a bracha, and is a covered a bracha to make a bracha on the one which is a more chashivas. And therefore, when it's the same bracha, so then there's a meilah. Mishnah gives no brachas. It was when there's different brachas, so there's no male one of the other one. And there's a seder davar, it's only when I'm making bracha on one of them, and it's patterning the other one. So therefore we say there's a chashivas and a maila to go ahead and make a bracha the one which is more chashiv. If it's not brachas and shavas, if it's different brachas. So in that situation, being that's different brachas, so there's no maila one of the other one, because it's not a maila in the achila shabbat, it's a maila in the... It's a bracha shabbat, the bracha of the morchashav shabbat had any chas. That's the lesson of Rishon. The second lesson says, no, even in Berchasayim Shabbos, we say that the machlekas would apply, and even in Berchasayim Shabbos, the halacha would be that we have the machlekas with a min shivas adif or min chavas adif. So that's the first nidin. Is the davka Berchasayim Shabbos is only done in the bracha? Or even Berchasayim Shabbos is a maila to... It is a maila when you're patering one, so pater one which is morchashav. Is that the nusach, or is the nusach that the food, which is more chashuv, that in seder brachas, that should go first? So, copy whether we pass in like the lashon rishon or the lashon sheni, the opinion of the chaper is go like the we pass in like the lashon rishon. And brachasin shabbos is a maila, and brachasin shabbos you do brachazev v'chazem brachazev. The Berlocha points out. That's very, it's not Pasha, it's not the Rabba. Hey, Vishita Cheres, Gamber in Bechusin Shavas, even by in Bechusin Shavas, Min Shavas Kadim. What does that mean? It's even by Bechusin Shavas, you pass like the Lashon, like the Lashon Shani. The first thing I have to know is where's Machlik is. That's Bechusin Shavas, that's the Lashon Rishon, Lashon is in Bechusin Shavas. Now, in the Psak Shabbai, so the Rabba brings down that a lot of Rishonim hold. This is a lot of Rishonim hold. Even in Bechusin Shavas, the luck is we're going to pass in. That min shiva's adif. We're going to pass the min shiva adif. Anybody aim b'chasen shabbos. The mechab of the Rosh Tor go. They know the psak is dafka b'chasen shabbos. But in b'chasen shabbos, there wouldn't be you wouldn't have the mila of min shiva. No. So one needin is first. There basically the four machlekes and you have to have clear in these two sifim and then you have to just cheshbon when you would start off one. Shaila number one is, where's the machlekes? Berchasin Shabbos or Yehim Berchasin Shabbos? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two is, what are you passing like? You do Rabbanan. Shaila number three is, in terms of what's considered Chaviv, how do you down Chaviv? Is Chaviv something which is Chaviv right now? When I'm moving right now, Chaviv is what in general can be Chaviv. Shaila number three. And shaila number four is, on the side of Berchasin Shabbos, there's no machlekes. Well, the Gemara says, What's that? You have a lot of different options. What that is. So all these four things are shleim machlekes, and you have to chesmen all of them and work out in terms of lacha lemaisa. So the Rambam is of the opinion that we're passing in like the Rabbanan the min chavav zadif, not like Rabbi Yehuda. We're passing like the Rabbanan min chavav zadif. That's carvings down. It's a phase. Well, the Rambam, one of them is more chaviv, That goes first. She's Rambam, his Chavruta always wins. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of Rui Rishainim is not like that. The opinion of Rui Rishainim, right? Taisus really brings down Halakha Rav Yehuda and the Rosh, the Torah, Mechaber, they go that we pass like Rav Yehuda. And therefore, we pass like Rav Yehuda, we come out of them in Shavuz Adif. So that's the Machlaikis number one. How do we pass in Kabbalah and that Machlaikis? Steam is a Machabe, okay, there we should. So that's where place comes. Steam is a Machabe is that Roy place can hold like the Bahag Shatsirim exam. And the Shatsirim Chatsirim, even the last round pass like one in Tabu Chavadif is not Shitti Chida, but a lot of Shittis in the Berlachim exam. No, Roy place can pass like Shimis the Bahag, pass like Yehuda. Seisif, a rabbi, Chavri Shainim, or the Shita. So therefore, the Simish Shachnarach, Machrainim, the Leika Taz, Shashavah Lacha Kishtei Dei, it's a Kachach, Kashayin, Shiasa Shapra Kavir. In other words, in terms of the Lacha Lamaisa, Rambam Paskin, Chavav Adif. The Mechaber Paskins, there we go, Basim and Shiva. So Taz come along and says, like, okay, bring Machlaikas, Leidea, do whatever you want. Open field. He raised the sugar, one field, and do whatever you want, because b'chalik is in both ways, and we don't have a p'sak, avad kamar. Now, if you do open field, avad kamar, it's not such a simple p'sak, because it's like the Pirma Gadim, if you, someone doesn't have an achra, and you decide, and we say you can do whatever you want, it's not the p'sak, it's do whatever you want, and like Sunday you do this, Monday you do that, Tuesday you do that, Wednesday you do that. There's a similar b'chalik, it's when you have a mayer, b'chalik through the Rabbanim. Whether Ma'ariv starts on Plag or Ma'ariv starts on Seis. You know, if it means early Shabbos, davening early. So the Gemara says, we don't know. There's no Psak, you can do whatever you want. But when we say whatever you want, means that you have to pick one Shita. You're in the Rehuda Shita, you're the Rabbanan Shita. So it's over here, it's like the Pim Gadim. Except Pshad is when it passes, you do whatever you want. Pshad is like, switch every day. Pshad is, pick a Mahalach. You're a Rambam Dikayed or you're a Mechaber Dikayed, you're a Menchava Dikayed or a Menchavav. It's not the Pshad, is that
lifetime?
Yeah.
You have to make a decision for lifetime?
Make a decision, yeah. It's not like, it's tied to the Sassi. You can't
change ever.
What do you say?
Can't change ever.
I don't know if you're Chazer B'Tshuva and then, you start changing your, right later. Okay.
Can't change ever.
Menchav might be not supposed to change. So tied to the Sassi, even now they say you have very
the
Yavid.
Also for life.
You said, yeah, Tati Sassi, yeah, was very big. Yeah, maybe Shas of Chak. Pick your own, yeah, that's just, even Tati Sassi, not that day. Pick your own is something which is extremely, yeah, but, and you're supposed to pick one sheet. Vagabanim, the psak of the Mishigur and Mechaber, whatever, definitely not like that. Kapi, the Machalik is really passing the Rabbanim, or like Yehuda, the Mechaber wants to go, that we pass, and not like the Rambam, and then Shiva the Yod. That's Chalik number one. Chalik number two is now a passing in Shiva is going to be Adif. Is that Dafka B'Chasein Shabbos? Even Ain't B'Chasein Shabbos. So Mechaber says Dafka B'Chasein Shabbos, Ain't B'Chasein Shabbos. You do what the Gemara says, Baruch Hazeh, Baruch Hazeh. What does that mean? We'll discuss momentarily. The El Rabbi brings down the Gladri Shainim go that Gladri Shainim go that no, that we passing that Gladri Shainim go with the Mahalach. That we pass even by Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos, like the Lashon Sheni, and even by Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos, we're gonna say that we pass in that that Min Shav Adif, and therefore that applies even by B'Chasein and Shabbos. How do we pass in? The Mechaber says no. Dafka B'Chasein and Shabbos, Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos wouldn't be a mile of Min Shava. The Baruch points out that it's a little pashut. Our Rishenim, Chaval Rishenim, will say also. Even by Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos, the halacha would be that you make a that even by Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos, we pass like Yehuda and Min Shavu Biyadav. But it says Lemaisa, you know, that's not the psak, that's not the psak of Mechaber. It says, "Whom is this? Harav Yishev Misav Ein B'Chasein and Shabbos Kang Vachir Rabbanan." They go what's to the Chaviv. No, sorry, it's not. That's not the thing. Fine, so that's the second. Is that clear? No, I'm saying. Fine. The third Nakuda we have to deal with in terms of Ein bechasein Shabbos. So what do you do? It says mivarech hazeh, v'chaz mivarech hazeh. So the question is, you know, what are the, what's zeh and what's going to be, what are the two zehs? So Taisus says, Peish Rashi and Zayis. He says, "Machlokes kimish enecha paitas chaveri." If you're not patering one the other one, I think that Yehuda might ain a defense of Shivas Aminim. And Levarach Ezer Shias. You know, Yehuda is normally the ma'alim of Shivas Aminim, but in this situation where that is Ein Brachos in Shabbos, do Ezer, you do whatever you want. So what do you normally want? What you normally want is Chaviv. Therefore, you know, you want to make chaviv. Therefore, you should go ahead and do the chaviv. Chayin shafar shiud amoy the chamim. Yud is masking to the chamim that mechav is adif. Because if the Martin say what zevze is mutav farish yachim with the rabbim made the yach. So the yach is mech the rabbim, and the rabbim should made the yach. The Mordechai answers all the way around. Emor chashen shabbos. Everyone agrees the mile of and shiva zadif. Now that's the it says the third sheet is the Rush. The Rush says that whatever you want, it's optional, it's a free game, you do whatever you want. There's no milo. Because in Shabbos the man said the kedimim. Because in Shabbos no milo, and therefore you can do zeh al zeh, and you can do whichever one you want. So how do we pass in? The Chavis says if you have because in Shabbos min shiva, you do min shiva. Right, who's that?
Mark.
Huh? No, I'm saying if it's by Mechus Shavuos, we're going Min Shiva, going like Yehuda, as Mechav is masking. Even though it's not Chaviv, if it's not Mechusein Shavuos, he says, going to sign with Zayas. He says, Ezim is just reacting, do whatever you want. The feeling of Chaviv, you do whatever you want. Who's that? That's the Rosh. Yeshem and Gambazet, Sakna Hakim Chaviv, you should be makdim the Chavav. So Stam, maybe not like the rest, but Gamazai says, yeah, you slacked him, the Yishkov, macked him, the Chavav. So Mr. Bruce says, Lameisa, you should pass him, bets him like the second Shita, that you should do the Chavav. He says, number one, he holds Lameisa, even if Chavav does Stam, yeah, Ruri, you should him all that you should do the Chavav, as opposed to doing whatever you want. Two, every single time he always has the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Chavav always wins. Rambam's Chaviv always wins, so Kol Shekein by Ein Brachos in Shabbos. But see if the Rambam, you should go ahead and do the. You should always go ahead and do the Chaviv.
What does it mean? What's normal Chaviv to you?
Sounds like that's Chaviv the third. That's Chaviv the third Nekuda. Chaviv fourth Nekuda. What's considered Chaviv? The Chaviv means what I want now, or Chaviv means what I normally would like. So the Rambam says Chaviv means what I want now. The Mechaber says a mincha ruggle. Mashav be poison. That means the min which is ruggle. Ruby's not. Mashav be a poison means that he should. That should be noig. He should do the min which is ruggle. Is tamed chavalov. He should do the min which is ruggle chavalov, and that's the garden. He says kamalkim avarich. A mashav chavata bein of gan keshma. This is my experience from serving chavin the mashav chavav. Akshav. He says that if you do the chavav, which is normal, yeshma alis amalis meich, and this is what to. So because this chaz over, copy our four machlekes. Copy who we passing? Rabbi Rabbanan, the Rambam paskins that you always go basa chaviv. That's the Jesus Rambam. Mechaber paskins you go basa shaviv minim by Birkasay and Shabbos. Likar Psak is like the Mechaber that we go basa the min shiva, but could be you know maybe the makom is start Rambam situations. In Birkasay and Shabbos, the Mechaber holds that there's no machlekes. Hashem came. The Belachim is not the halal Hashem. Say even by Yom Kippur Shabbos, maybe passing him in Shabbadif. And the Ma'aseh the Pesach Mechamish was not to go with that shita. We go Yom Kippur Shabbos. You do Chazon Varach Hazeh, Varach Hazeh. What Zeh v'Zeh? We have two shitas. Mechaber suisim first that Zeh v'Zeh is going to be you can do whatever you want, and then he brings down the Yesh Eimim. It means the men which you want now, and he says he would recommend doing that. Why? Because any other Rambam says always Chaviv. So therefore. It makes more sense to go with Chaviv over here. Now, in terms of what's considered Chaviv, because Chaviv is something which I want now, Chaviv is something which I want always. So the Ikar didn't go Chaviv is something which I want always, and we don't reckon so much with what I want now. Right, those are the four. Those are the four machlokes. Just a couple more akdamas in terms of an etzem simon over here. The whole din of ketimah v'brachas is pshat is we have two foods in front of you. You want to eat both of them. Then we have a seder ketimah. Let's say you don't have them both in front of you. What's the example? I don't know. Yeah, Seneca's in the store to buy something, and it's gonna be in a couple of minutes. Or
not the course yet.
What do you say? Or okay, so that if it's not in front of you, so the mishnah brings down dafka datei lechem kulam. If it's not dafka, we have that seat from both of them. And you want it now. But if they're not kulam lefanav, that's not called that there's a ketimah brachas. The brachas only have both of fenachai. Both want to do it. Then you have to mak in the brachas, but they're both. If it's not here, then that's not called ketimah brachas. And the Ritva brings down in the halachas. He says that who then also? Let's say beside the seder achila, there's a certain order how I want to eat it. Well, the example, right? It's not the course now, or let's say I want to take something to help swallow something. So take a drink before something was more chashiv. So, in other words, there's a reason why I want to be marked in one over the other one, in the Seder Achila Shabbai. So then we say that the din of Kinyan Brachas does not apply. So because the three cases doesn't apply. You don't have to eat it, it's not a fanecha, or it's the Seder Achila. Lamasho, Friday night, right? We cover, when we make Kiddush, we cover the past. How do we cover the past? Not the rest of Pasuk, because really bad Sam, we're going to see in the Hemshech that Pasuk is a more Chashava Bracha than Yayin. You know, right now we're just discussing Brachas and Shabbos is in the Seder Kedima. We're going to see in the latest Sifrim that also in one Bracha, the other Bracha, also there are Milas, also Chashivas. So bad Sam, since Pasuk is more Chashav than Yayin, so bad Sam, you should make a Bracha on the Pasuk first. Not us. Besides the Seder or Adava, we do Yayin first. So therefore we go ahead and we cover the Pasuk. Oh, there's Maisa the Chavis Chaim. That Chavis Chaim went to somebody's house, and the wife forgot to cover the bread. So, you know, the guy was totally embarrassed. And like, you know, when we went to start washing, he started screaming at his wife, like, Chavis Chaim's here. I could go ahead, and he forgot to cover the bread. Like, mom's just bushot. Like, you know, what are you doing? That's after they wash. So Chavis Chaim started speaking learning, and he said, like, what's the reason why we cover the bread when we make Kiddush? So the guy said, not to embarrass the bread. And like as he's talking, he's really like, not to embarrass the bread, but you embarrass your wife, like, you know. But, you know, sometimes people get a little too caught up in like the and you know, don't realize what's behind what's going on. But anyhow, a kapanim. Yeah, so because if the Seder Achila, or it's not in front of you, or it's not we don't want to eat it, then in a family there would not be a din. There would not be a din of Seder. It says what's considered chaviv. So chaviv is what you like normally, right? That's what you normally like. Chaviv ragel means what I normally like. Maybe now I'm in the mood of this more than that, but normally I like this better. I normally like honeydew more than than a cucumber, but. Now I'm over, whatever. I'd just rather have the cucumber first. So if, you know, chaviv is what's normally chaviv, that's considered maila in the bracha, as opposed to what? Now that's what I'm going to go on what's considered chaviv. The shah is if you have a zaytik reason why it's chaviv, it's like considered chaviv. For example, I speak about, you normally don't like this food, there are two foods in front of you. You normally don't like this one over that one, like the other one better, but now it's your wife's. She cooked it. So if you like it better. Or your daughter. So now you like it better. Is that kochav or is that not kochav? Mm-hmm. What?
It's not the food, it's not something else.
Yeah.
But it still ends up being in the food. It comes out in the food.
What I say? Or a shrine from the Rebbe. If two of my chav in front of you, one of shrine from the Rebbe, you normally like the honeydew better than the cucumber. But the cucumber is shrine from the Rebbe. And the lamb and the melon is not from the Rebbe. So does the cucumber get a mile of chaviv? Huh?
For sure not if you hold that it's what's always, right? Yeah.
No, but always the Rabbi Shraim is more chavez. Always your wife's cooking is more chavez.
So that's always true. What you're in the mood of is more chavez.
No, this is what I'm generally in the mood of. This is more chavez to me. I just don't always have opportunity. Let's talk about shakal. So steak or chicken, what do you like better? You like steak better, right? But you don't really have steak. You know, that doesn't happen too often, right? You don't have the opportunity to eat it. So you always like the Rabbi Shraim better than the other food. Nervous, you always have the schiss to get the Rabbi Shraim. The shayla is, that's not beside that's a meichel. It's like exactly the reason why I like it. It's not in the chefs of the meichel. You always like your wife cooking better. What do you say? What does that think? What? Well?
He actually likes his wife's food better, or he's just eating it because he's his wife. I mean, every time his wife makes that food, he likes it better. He likes it. He only likes it when his wife makes it. So then maybe it's like it's its own food.
That's what happened. In other words, if he always likes when she makes this, so it's always chavit to him. Even though that's a Michael normally likes this over that, but when it's his wife, he likes this over that. So
it's that Shiraim, he doesn't even like cucumbers.
He
just has a reason to eat it because
I could say. But now it's chavit to him. It's such a smack. The Rebbe is like, oh, you're so efficient, I tell you. What do you say? Huh? So we get to the chayra. I think that's chaviv. You know, it's always chaviv. If it's always chaviv inside you, the chayim is someone that's something which would be considered to be chaviv. This is always interesting, Shailas. I don't like it, but for health reasons, it's better.
See, what does it matter why it's better?
The taste, no. I like this taste better, but this is healthy for me. No, what is that? I like, you know, there's two foods in front of me. I like this one better. The time is better. But for health reasons, now it's better. This is better. I'm eating both. This is better for me. Let's say whole wheat bread and regular bread, right? So I like regular bread better, but whole wheat is more healthy for me. So do we say I like the taste of that? And as we're trying to figure out, the chashivas of the maichel. This is a chashma maichel, and therefore this has a maichel. So, what? Wait, so you know what?
I don't know the chashivas of the maichel.
In all three of the cases, or this case?
For sure, this case.
Wait, say?
Eating a not chashma maichel because of some reason.
That was good for you, or
what you like. Maybe
whatever's more cautious. Whatever's
the reason for it. Wait, say?
I hope that all three should be after the... Who cares what the reason is? Well, I said it's chashma.
It likes health. Whether it's
chashma. Is the chashma or like... but this is what I have to do. Let's say Yom Kippur, I have to have a chatzis shir. So, this is what I have to do. I can't, you know, Makom Sakana. So, like, okay, but sometimes this is what I have to do. So now somebody has a health issue. So, you know, he has a delicious piece of chocolate cake and he has like a piece of, like, whatever it is. So,
and he can't have the chocolate cake, so what's more...
So therefore, even though you rather... That's the question. Do we say that I rather... This is chav to me. Nervous, I have to hold myself back. But that's
what
we're
saying. What becomes chav is what he can have. But he can't have the chocolate cake. The chocolate is straight.
It's just not something he's eating it. No. He's gonna die
when he's not eating the chocolate.
No, he's eating chocolate. He's eating. No, he's eating it. He's not eating it. There's no shayla. So. Okay. All right. Because the first two is definitely more mistaver, the fact that you, the Rebbe or the wife's cooking shaylas, because now you like the Michael Pettis, Michael's chavit you. But the health, can't stand the mechanical. So. Additionally, brought down the chalitza of Scheinberg or Shamazam, I forgot who says what, but they want to bring on the chalitza copy of that. Do you say Pshat is that Haint? This is more chaviv to me, or Pshat is no. You know, the chavivus is more mitzad, more in the chepsa of the Meichel or not. Yeah. Now, Nachma. By Birkas and Shavas, let's go through it again. What goes first? Mitzvah is number one. Let's say one is Shalem, one is not Shalem. Does Shalem have a Maila? Mishra brings in Sukkadanala. Filu Chatzi Pri Asharim Shalem. Even though one is a Pri, the other one is Shalem. The halacha is that the Mitzvah beats the Maila of Shalem. So it seems Maira, the Lachaira, that we find in Kivsamachas. You have Prisa Shachidim Shalem Shalem. You have a Shaila, you have a Prisa Shachidim Shalem Shalem. You have a Shalem versus the Maila of Akhtamekra. Over there it says, the Yerush Shemaim does both. Someone's saying, some Hudim Yonenu, maybe it's your Maila if you have Minshava, and maybe it's your Maila over here. So he says, no. Kivin Menadin Maila is Minshava, other Maila is Shalem. That's Minshava's other Maila is Shalem. He says, Rakin Suda's past. So Ikr Kviyasa Suda, I mean, the Yerush Shemaim gets to Gam Maila is Shalem. It's an interesting story, he says. When you do the Ikr Kviyasa Suda, so then we say, you should try to Yates everything, both Shitas. They were a machmer. Why came in the Medina? If he seems to say that the Maila, you know, as if you have a Mitzvah and a Shalem, you know, by Kisam Chesam, we're a machmer, but over here, to the Yerush Shemaim is machmer, over here, Yerush Shemaim is not machmer, because only on the Iker Studi do it, and saying it's not Iker Studi onto it. So, in other words, when you do it, because in Shabbos, first Maila goes Mitzvah. Then comes Shalom. He says, they're both Shivas Aminim. Or they're both not Shivas Aminim. So you do Shalom. Even if the Chaviv is, Fila Chaviv Esla Yeser, Shalom Adav. And Shalom beats the Maila of Chaviv. So Nachum, Bekasim Shabbos first goes Shivas Aminim. Then comes Shalom. And then afterwards is going to be Chaviv. That's going to be order when you're dealing with Bekasim Shabbos. When you're dealing with not Perchasim Shabbos, so what goes first? First goes Chaviv. Then Chaviv beats Minshava?
No.
And Perchasim Shabbos?
Yes.
And what do you pass again by Perchasim Shabbos? What do you do?
No.
Huh?
Shabbos is
going
to do whichever one he wants.
But then there means then Yeshayim, Yishtu Chavim, and the Shuvah goes to Chavim. Yishtu Chavim, why? Because always how the Rambam says, oh, Yishtu Chavim, and Rav Elai Hashem saying, Berlusian Shabbos, Yishtu the Chavim, therefore, Havad, the Chavim is going to be the Min Sheva. So now the Shaitzin has a Shiloh, where does Shalim go? There's a fascinating Shiloh. And so Berlusian Shabbos order was Min Sheva, Shalim, Chavim. So Shalim beats the Maila Chavim. Now the question is by Ein Berlusian Shabbos, we're saying that Chavim beats Minshava. Now the question is, where does Shalom go? So Shatzin Hay declares that Hamazan Shav is Sakin Khodim Khab Shlamer. Kim make a din kamak debase, the Khav Adif for Minshava, Koskan Shalom of Mine. For sure Shalom beats Khaviv. Shalom beats Chaviv. So the Emerson Shabbos, for sure, Shalom should be Zayin Aminim. Because Shalom is better than Chaviv. Aulay Yeshlemer, Vepach, the Kamish Shalom Alf Bechaviv. Now, if Shalom is better than Chaviv, it's Dafka Bechasin Shabbos. When you Pate Bechosai, then Shalom is better. But Emerson Shabbos, Kim Kambazah, Philom and Shiva, Chaviv Adif, Koshkin Alf Mishalim. For sure, it should be Alf Mishalim. The Gur, Adif Mishalim, the Gur Miles Minshiva. See the Shalom? Anybody see in Shabbos, what goes first? Shabbos Aminim or the Shalom? In Sadach, you can say, if we see in Shabbos, we say, what goes first? We have Chaviv, Shalom, Zayimim. Hayashayim, Shalom beats Zayimim. Therefore, Shabbos Aminim, Shalom, Chaviv. So Shalom beats Chaviv. So by Ebrichus of Shabbos, we say that Maila Chaviv goes more than the Shivas Aminim. For sure, it's going more than Maila of Shalom. That's one side.
Shalom should go before.
What do you say?
Shalom should go before Chaviv, or Chaviv should go before?
That Shalom should go before. Because by Ebrichus of Shabbos, we say Shalom beats Chaviv. So Ebrichus of Shabbos, where Chaviv goes before Shivas Aminim, for sure, shalem should be shiva samim. That's one example. The other side, I say no. The whole maila of shalem is only b'chutzin shabbos. Just b'chutzin shabbos, you say there's a maila to. There's a maila shiva samim. The b'chutzin is no maila, so maybe there is no maila when you're doing b'chutzin shabbos.
Shalem should be before chavos.
Sounds like right. Okay. Now, so he brings down the risi derechayim. So pas the shalem adav, I feel b'chavos omen zayin. That's what Amos and Shabbos, that the Derechaim would say in the Rami. Shalom beats Chaviv and Menzayin. It goes for everything. Amos and Shabbos. Says, either we ask him, Hashem Shan Shur Israel. Says, Lo Barur, Adain Tzarchim. He says, Adain Tzarchim. But the idea of the Derechaim is that Amos and Shabbos, the Shalom is going to be the free, Shalom is going to be first, and it's going to be Chaviv and so one more time, the order. B'chisayim Shabbos. What goes first? And Shiva. Then comes Shalom, then comes Chaviv. And B'chisayim Shabbos, with the Derech Chaim, Shalom goes first, then Chaviv, and then goes the Min Shiva. It's clever. Down, which is the Berlach Adan, is like, let's see, you have a Chav, you have, we're allowed to have a Chav, right? So the four different Chav, right? Who's the Rabban and Chav, Shabbat, and Chav, Chav now versus Chav always, and who we pass him, like. So in the Berlach, he makes like Sirufim, let's see, you have a Chav now versus, or Chav always versus Chav now with different Sirufim. You know, there are certain times in which we would, yes, be misguided, but I guess for now we'll just leave it like this. I'll stop here. Fine. Okay.